Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, you that command light to shine out of darkness. So thank you, Lord, that even as we go through woes and things that we shouldn't, that Jesus tells us that we've got to beware about, not go into. Thank you, Lord, that we can get light in there as well and find the answers, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for always instructing us, allowing light to shine out of darkness, to shine into our hearts this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 23, verse 1 to 8. And then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The experts in Moses' teachings and the Pharisees teach with Moses' authority. So be careful to do everything they tell you, but don't follow their example because they don't practice what they preach. They make loads that are hard to carry and lay them on the shoulders of people. However, they are not willing to lift a finger to move them. They do everything to attract people's attention. They make their headbands large and the tassels on their shawls long. They love the place of honor at dinners and the front seats in synagogues. They love to be greeted in the marketplaces and to have people call them Rabbi. But don't make others call you Rabbi, because you have only one teacher and you are all followers."
Hallelujah. So yeah, we just see, you know, the whole deception, the error that is coming through the fall. And this is the false teachings, the false leaders. And this pollutes so many people. It brings, it releases the powers and principalities of darkness over people and over nations. So it's so important, you know, we get to our Lord and we stay with our Lord and stay, like I think of the John 15. Staying, being the branches that's tapped into the vine, and that's where life is found. And here you've got the whole chapter we're going to be going through here, and it's just full of the woes that, you know, that points out the necessity for a new covenant, the necessity for Jesus to pay the ultimate price and give his life to take away sin and darkness and bring in the kingdom and the love of the Father. So it's important to get the answers and not so major with the problems. But many times, if you don't know these are the problems, then you need to see it and hear it and then turn away from it and look to the answers. I think of the blessings and the curses in like Deuteronomy 28. In Deuteronomy 28, you read there and it's 14 blessings, and when you got that, you know what is right. But if you don't know what is right and you still want to know what is wrong, you go and you read from Deuteronomy 27, there from verse 15, there's 12, and then you go to Deuteronomy 28 after the blessings, you got for verses 15 right to 68. So in total, that's 65 explanations of darkness, of curses, of the wrong things. So rather get the right things. And it's the same with Galatians 5. You've got the works of the flesh, that's the wrong things, and then you've got the fruits of the Spirit. So when you go into the fruits of the Spirit, you find the answers for the works of the flesh. But so important, you're not going to have the answers, you're not going to have the fruits of the Spirit if you haven't turned to the living God, repented and committed your life to living in the light, living in tune, following the Lord Jesus and walking in his footsteps. So be blessed to know, you know, God has made everything available. The same Jesus that points out the problems here has died and he's now alive, and sin has been dealt with. And righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit is now available. So what can we learn out of the readings this morning? Practice what you preach. You don't want to be a people pleaser. Serve God. Seek the approval of God, not the approval of man. If you were trying to please man, you could not be a servant of Christ, as Galatians 1:10. And that's it. Don't worry about what you wear. It's you more than what you wear. You are what God says. So stay in tune with God. take hold of what he's saying, and you're not looking for the best seats and the praise. You're looking for the praise from God. I love that scripture in Romans chapter 2. It's the last verse, Romans chapter 2. The true Jew is circumcised in his heart, and his praise is from God. So stay in the praises of God. Stay running to the light and stay in the light, for light has come. God commands light to shine out of darkness into our hearts. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.